Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Do you work or study in the professional beauty industry? Get ready to be part of the most exciting industry event in Ohio. Premier Columbus, returning September 29th and 30th. Choose from hundreds of educational classes and connect with top professional brands in hair, barber, nails, and skincare. Plus, exclusive deals on products and tools. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, you won't want to miss Premier Columbus this year. Professional passes only $80 and students $60. Prices will go up at the show. Purchase your ticket and learn more at premiershows.com.
You know, we asked the Bill Callahan question of Ross because, one, he's a former NFL offensive lineman, and two, because he and I were in simpatico with what the loss of Bill Callahan was. And I don't, listen, we're so early into the season. I don't want anyone to hear what I'm saying and think I'm speaking in absolutes. It's so early in the season. There are so many variables. I mean, even within the passing game conversation, every quarterback in the NFL, not named Deshaun Watson, is getting a pass for the low passing totals and passing offenses around the NFL being down. And by the way, I do expect that to peter out. In the end, one, offenses already start behind defenses. That's a cliche we've talked about for years. Two, the mistake in basing your defense around whether it's, you know, whether it's two deep, three deep quarters, whatever you want to call it, any of those things is you give offenses more time to pick them apart. So I do expect that non-elite defenses, the defenses that right now you're not expecting to hold down better quarterbacks, thinking like Las Vegas, all right? Thinking of really any, not Browns, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. There's a few other. I actually really like Kansas City's defense as well, and I like them going back last year. But there's going to be eight or nine defenses who can do this and keep this up at this rate or something close to it for most of the season, if not all the season into the postseason. And most other defenses are going to regress because the amount of skill, talent, the way that this whole thing is stacked towards offenses, that hasn't changed. I also think all the tic-tac penalties about motion, about alignment, about just all the little tic-tac stuff that we've even seen here in Cleveland with the orbit motion, I think we've seen this enough. Like, once Kadarius Toney got popped for being on the ball in the Kansas City-Buffalo game that led to a Kansas City loss in the regular season, that penalty mysteriously went away. This is not, I'm not going to the conspiracy theory that's stupid that the NFL is rigging this for the Chiefs. My point is the NFL makes a point to be demonstrative about new things every single year. We're going to emphasize this, and then there's usually a high-profile case, and the NFL backs off because they've made their point. Well, cost the Chiefs a game. Now we can go back to not enforcing who's lining up right on the ball and who isn't. So I do expect some of the nuances that have led to offenses sucking around football, sorry, passing offenses to suck around football, to go away. So in Cleveland, some of that I do expect to go away. I also think when it comes to the penalties, that Kevin Stefanski gave a pretty elaborate answer on this today that I think deals with some of the realities that you're going through, but not all of the realities you're going through.
We have to play clean. We have to play clean with our technique. We have to be way, way, way better pre-snap. There is a difference between pre-snap penalties and post-snap penalties, obviously. The pre-snap penalties should be easily correctable. The post-snap, there's going to be some calls that we get called for a holding that we don't feel is a real strong call or those type of things. But when you get into the fourth quarter, to your question, both sides are tired, but you can't let your technique lapse when you're tired.
So to get to the pre-snap stuff, I think some of this stuff going away is just going to be when the NFL finally lets go of this. I think some of that is, I think fans will get, I do think the NFL pays attention to your fury. So I think that's part of that. How pissed off can you make fans over time before people go, oh, okay, let's back off, right? These teams have paid the penance enough. When it comes to the post-snap penalties, I don't think it's just because Bill Callahan isn't here. I don't want to make it seem like that. You're without your two best tackles in Jack Conklin and Jed Wills. And specifically on the right side, I still like James Hudson. I just don't think he's a tackle. I think he is probably a guard, and I think he could become a guard as soon as next year if either Joel and or Wyatt aren't here. I'm not saying they should do that. I'm saying I can understand that that's a possibility with contractual situations and career decisions to be made for both guys coming up. So I do think some of this is you're starting a guard at left tackle, and that's really, really tough. You're on your fourth string tackle, okay? So even if it's just Jack Conklin's back this week, I expect the offensive line to get better when they're back. Specific to late-game penalties, I'm not used to seeing late-game penalties from Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick, and Joel Bitonio. Like, those penalties that killed you late in that game were predominantly on the best part of your offensive line. So it's weird to me, and I'm not trying to call Ken out on this because we just see it differently. But Ken, and I don't remember if it was right at the beginning of the offseason when they're getting ready to lose Bill Callahan or not, but Ken kind of said, I think we're overreacting to the loss of Bill Callahan. He's just an offensive line coach. That is a gross mischaracterization of what he's saying. But again, I'm trying to do my best here, Ken. I hope you hear that. But I think Ken, even today, came out and was like, yeah, I think people are overreacting. That, you know, the problems on the O-line, it is about health. It is about situational problems. It is about this, that, and the other. And I do think that is some of the thing. But I think the problem that we get into in sports a lot is we all just want to have our one thing, right? We want to have our simple, easy explanation for why things are. And in a game as complex as football, and in a spot of play that I don't think people realize the complexity of playing offensive line, it's never just one thing. Is it 30% that Jack Conklin and Jed Wills aren't out there? I'm sure that's a part of it. Is it maybe adjusting to some of these realities we've talked about with things being called and a crackdown on certain alignments? I'm sure that's part of it. But how, listen, I can't definitively say through 2 weeks the offensive line has been worse because Bill Callahan isn't here. I don't think you can dismiss it or say that idea is overrated. This is the time where we're trying to figure out, and this is not about the current O-line coaches here. It's not there. I'm sure they're still going to be fine. But Bill Callahan, the reputation, and a well-earned one at that, is that he is one of the three best offensive line coaches in the NFL. And considering, you know, we talked earlier about the lack of polish on some of these offensive lines coming in. It's not just polish. It's versatility. Like, guys are coming in as athletic as we've seen them up front. The problem is you're not being as well-versed across the board in different fits, in different styles, in different techniques, and that matters crucially. And even the Browns, they did change their fits in some of the techniques they're going to be using this year because they've got a new offensive line coach. That doesn't mean Andy Dickerson is a scrub. It doesn't mean Roy Istvan, it went Hungarian on you there, is a scrub. It just means Bill Callahan was really freaking good. And sometimes the best jobs, like people talk, well, last year you had the 22nd best O-line in football. How good was Bill Callahan? Did you see the lack of continuity they had? They were starting, a Jerron Christian at left tackle for a good part of the late part of the season. When defenses, by the way, when your edge rushers are at their zenith, defenses ebbs and flows, but late in the season, elite players doing elite things, especially an edge rusher or pass rusher, makes a difference. Betonio wasn't healthy. Wyatt had a stretch. Nobody was healthy last year. And right tackle, left tackle, you get a rookie, 400-pound rookie at right tackle last year. So to try and make it, well, last year wasn't any good, that disproves the importance of Bill Callahan. No, they were 22nd in the NFL because Bill Callahan, I'm pretty sure, kept them together. So 2 weeks in, I'm not panicking that Bill Callahan isn't here. But that trust factor isn't. And much like we're talking about Deshaun, well, we might have to have a different conversation 5 weeks from now if he performs differently or if he isn't performing to that level. Same thing goes with the offensive line. 216-474-0092. How much of the offensive line struggles early here do you put on the change in offensive line coach? I don't think it can be calculated, which means I don't think at least 2 weeks in we should be downplaying that in any way. That and the big change. That might be good, but it might not be the best thing for the Browns. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.